This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. A nonpartisan research group says Illinois' desperate financial condition is getting even worse. The Civic Federation of Chicago says unless something is done soon, by next year the state's pile of unpaid bills could consume half of all new tax revenue. The group has published an 86-page report outlining where it thinks Illinois ought to go. I called up Federation President Lawrence Massol to talk about the group's analysis and recommendations. Lawrence Massol, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
One of these years, you guys are going to put out a one-page budget analysis that says, great job, Springfield. Keep up the good work. Is this that year?
This is not the year that we could do a one-page analysis or give overwhelming support for something that is as difficult as the current state financial situation.
So the governor's budget proposal came out a few months ago. You've crunched the numbers. What did you find? Bottom line, is this a balanced budget proposal?
The Civic Federation understands how difficult it is for Governor Rauner and the General Assembly to deal with this only in the nation state budget that hasn't been enacted for almost 22 months now. We see enormous liabilities and very little easy answers in terms of addressing the state's financial condition. But not having a budget is not the same thing as limiting the state's spending. The state has been spending more than it's been taking in for over 2 years now. And the budget that Governor Rauner has proposed relies on about $4.6 billion in a grand bargain concept that is in the Illinois General Assembly, in particular in the Senate. Unfortunately, there is not a level of certainty to rely on what that grand bargain will actually deliver. It's uncertain in terms of savings. It relies on one-time revenues. The Civic Federation supports the idea of a grand bargain, and we support the idea at the end of every session that the legislature and the governor have to basically reach a compromise which requires trade-offs for what they need in the budget. However, in this budget proposal, we're $4.6 billion short in terms of limiting the amount of known expenditures to a known revenue, or at least is actually tied to that revenue. So we are unfortunately not able to support the governor's proposed budget. We're very concerned that even if the $4.6 billion in grand bargain funds is identified and enacted, the state would still see its backlog of unpaid bills grow to over $19.7 billion. That is unacceptable on so many levels, but the most expensive is the interest and penalties the state is going to pay for that level of unpaid bills and the damage that it's going to do to our vendors, social service providers, and people who provide the critical services to the state of Illinois. Having a $19.7 billion backlog in unpaid bills at the end of this year would mean that more than half of next year's revenue would have to be spent, 58.1% of it, just to pay off our unpaid bills from the previous year.
So a lot of groups that are critical of the state's handling of finances, or rather the lack of handling of finances, do not necessarily provide details of where things could go. The Civic Federation is an exception to that. You do actually call for specific tax increases, for example. Can you talk about what you think is necessary, what the Civic Federation thinks is necessary to start digging us out of this?
First of all, the most important thing that the state of Illinois could do is enact a budget. Any budget that actually identifies the amount of known revenue and expected revenue that's reasonable and the amount of expenditures that the state is going to authorize for the coming year. Without a budget, we're not managing anything. Without a budget, we are racking up billions of dollars in liabilities that the state doesn't have money to pay for. So the Civic Federation starts out by saying we need to limit the rate of expenditure growth in the state of Illinois. By far, the best thing to do is get rid of the penalties on unpaid bills. Some of our bills we pay as much as 12% interest a year. Some we pay 9%. Some we don't even appropriate for and just ignore for the coming years. Then, by limiting the rate of growth, the Civic Federation follows the earlier recommendation of Governor Rauner to limit the rate of growth to 1.7%. That's less than the rate of inflation and would be basically a flattening of state expenditures. But it would allow, when combined with additional revenue, a balancing of the state budget.
And would that be based on the fiscal year 2015, the last time we actually had a full budget in Illinois?
It would be based on the current year. We would limit expenditure growth going forward to 1.7% going forward in 2018 for up to 5 years until we were able to balance this. But in order to do that, we would also have to increase revenue. And the Civic Federation recognizes that we need to bring the income tax rate back up to 5.25%. The temporary income tax increase rate was 5%. The Civic Federation is recommending that we raise it to 5.25%, not because we're eager to raise taxes, not because my business members and leaders like to pay more taxes, but they think there's nothing more expensive than ignoring your bills and ignoring your obligations. So if we raise the income tax on individuals up to 5.25%, we would be able to begin paying off our unpaid bills and balancing our budget so we could drop it back down to 5% in January of 2022. In addition, that revenue is not going to be enough unto itself, and the Civic Federation supports the elimination of the exemption on retirement income, the federally taxed retirement income. The federal government taxes your retirement income, but the surrounding states tax retirement income. Only Illinois has this most generous exemption that people who earn money, regardless of how much money they earn in retirement, are exempt from the Illinois income tax. We think you can exempt Social Security income and still generate over $2 billion to the state of Illinois, not because we want to raise taxes, but because we need to pay the $14 billion in unpaid bills and begin stabilizing our state government. We also support expanding the sales tax base to include services, as Governor Rauner and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had both proposed earlier in their campaigns. If we raise the sales tax to include services, we could actually drop the sales tax rate from 5% to 4.25%. That would be a huge bonus to the citizens of Illinois, but also to the local governments that are at a disadvantage, like Chicago and other cities that have the highest sales tax rate in the United States. The Civic Federation also believes consolidation is key to solving the state's problems going forward. We cannot operate so many units of government as inefficiently as we do. We need to begin consolidating pension funds. There's no reason to have a separate Chicago teachers' pension fund separate from all the other state teachers' pension funds around the state. We could save money on administration and definitely increase oversight and awareness and help the city of Chicago public schools avoid bankruptcy.
If a grand bargain or some sort of comprehensive deal remains elusive, in the past we've seen stopgaps, partial funding bills, funding schools but not other areas of government. Is that the way Illinois should go here?
The Civic Federation believes the temporary cherry-picking of some state programs that have political support or that are viewed as less politically attractive, ignoring them, is not the way to go. What we have done by funding elementary and secondary education but not funding higher ed, by paying all the state employees but not providing the mental health service providers, is we've created the illusion that the state is going forward in a reasonable fashion. We've taken the political pressure off the legislature and the governor to compromise in the middle, and it's costing us a fortune. We should not be cherry-picking services that some members of the General Assembly or the administration support and others do not. We need a comprehensive budget. This has been enormously damaging to the state's long-term financial health and to the quality of services, needed services provided to our residents. We cannot ignore the higher education, mental health service providers, and many other programs that are not being invested in the state. We need a budget. It needs to be comprehensive, or else we're not managing anything.
Lawrence Massal, thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Lawrence Massal is president of the Civic Federation. We'll have a link to their full report at our website, nprillinois.org. I'm Brian Mackey.